Think, Level 3. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 2A. Tom Jones by Henry Fielding. Exercise 2.
The gentleman himself was at that time on horseback, and hearing the gun go off, he immediately made towards the place and discovered poor Tom, for the gamekeeper had leapt into the thickest part of the hedge, where he had happily concealed himself. Having searched the lad and found the partridge, the gentleman rode off angrily to tell Mr. Allworthy. He was as good as his word, for he rode immediately to his house and complained in his bitter language as if his house had been broken open and the most valuable furniture stolen out of it. He added that some other person was in his company, though he could not discover him, for that two guns had been discharged almost in the same instant. At his return home, Tom was presently brought before Mr. Allworthy. Tom was then interrogated who was with him, which Mr. Allworthy declared he was resolved to know, acquainting the culprit with the circumstance of the two guns. But Tom stoutly persisted in asserting that he was alone. Yet, to say the truth, he hesitated a little at first, which would have confirmed Mr. Allworthy's belief. The gamekeeper, being a suspected person, was now sent for, and the question put to him. But he, relying on the promise which Tom had made him, to take all upon himself, very resolutely denied being in company with the young gentleman the whole afternoon. Mr. Allworthy then turned towards Tom, with more than usual anger, and advised him to confess who was with him. The lad, however, still maintained his resolution, and was dismissed by Mr. Allworthy, who told him he should have to the next morning to consider of it, when he should be questioned by another person, and in another manner. In the morning, when Tom attended the Reverend Mr. Thwackum, the person to whom Mr. Allworthy had committed the instruction of the two boys, he had the same questions put to him by that gentleman, which he had been asked the evening before, to which he returned the same answers. The consequence of this was so severe a whipping that it possibly fell little short of torture. Tom bore his punishment silently and with great courage, and though his master asked him between every stroke whether he would not confess, he was contented to be flayed rather than betray his friend or break the promise he had made. The gamekeeper was now relieved from his anxiety, and Mr. Allworthy himself began to be concerned at Tom's sufferings. For besides that Mr. Thwackum, being highly enraged that he was not able to make the boy say what he himself pleased, began now to suspect that the squire had been mistaken. Now, as cruelty and injustice were two ideas of which Mr. Allworthy could by no means support a single moment, he sent for Tom and said, "I am convinced, my dear child, that my suspicions have wronged you. I am sorry that you have been so severely punished on this account." And at last gave him a little horse to make him amends, again repeating his sorrow for what had passed. Tom's guilt now flew in his face more than any severity could make it. He could more easily bear the lashes of Thwackum than the generosity of Allworthy. The tears burst from his eyes, and he fell upon his knees, crying, "Oh, sir, you are too good to me. Indeed you are. Indeed I don't deserve it." Thwackum did all he could to persuade Allworthy from showing any compassion or kindness to the boy, saying, "He had persisted in an untruth," and gave some hints that a second whipping might probably bring the matter to light. But Mr. Allworthy absolutely refused to consent to the experiment. He said the boy had suffered enough already for concealing the truth, even if he was guilty, seeing that he could have no motive but a mistaken point of honour for so doing.